Welcome to the Backend Engineering Show with your host, Hussein Nasser. This is the show where we discuss the art and the craft of building software and cover recent news on backend technologies. If you enjoy the show, make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and rate it on Spotify and Apple Podcast. With that said, let's get on the show.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
I gotta say, guys, Cloudflare is one of those companies that pushes the envelope on improvements and on efficiency, on the web, security, pretty much everything. So, and this is just one other example of what they are trying to do. They found a big limitation in the HTTP2 implementation in Nginx. Which let me know that, oh, Cloudflare uses Nginx in their edge servers, which is pretty cool. But I'm going to discuss what was the limitation in HTTP2 when it comes to upload speed, not download. We figured that out for a long time, right? But upload speed. And you're going to notice that even if you're going to notice that when you have a huge upload speed only, you're gonna see that there is boxing, right? There is limitation going on. Even if you have like a huge bandwidth, the HTTP2 can only do so much, and that's the Nginx implementation. I'm pretty sure all proxies have this limitation, and this brings me to the same thing that I acquire and I say every single video. Building a proxy is absolutely difficult. Look at all these things. Building a proxy is difficult. So if you want to build a proxy, you stick to just being a proxy. Being a web server and a proxy is just too much in 2020. You cannot possibly, unless you have F5 resources with Nginx, that's a different story. But look at this, guys. Every day we find something specifically to proxying and something specifically to web server. So if your software manages to be both these things, you cannot possibly compete. It will be very difficult for you to compete. So let's discuss this, guys. So this is the limitation in HTTP2. Let me show you what happened here. So they were doing at an upload test, and compared to an HTTP 1.1 client, because the server supports both 1.1 and 2, HTTP2, an HTTP 1.1 client could effectively have double the speed compared to the same workload on HTTP2. So you are a client, and they test this with curl, and that boy Daniel was so happy when he saw his little tool. Look at this. He's testing this with tool. And this is, I love this in Corolla. You can just add an option and test with this, right? So that's how they tested that. So they noticed, despite exact configuration, that's the same web server. That's the same. That's the same proxy, essentially, right? Configuration on HTTP 1.1. If the client only supports HTTP 1.1. which they simulate with curl right here, then they noticed around this much megabit per second, right? Despite, I mean, look at this, guys. So yeah, the total upload speed is around 200 megabit per second. That's the bandwidth, but it can only go up to 40. That's because it's a theoretical speed. You can never get to that speed, right? There is wires, there is the limit of of latency, there's software, there's mechanical stuff in the middle. There's barriers in the middle that slows you down, right? You can only go so fast. So regardless, HTTP 1.1 achieved 40, and this one achieved half of the H2, despite H2 being the newer model. So what happened, guys? What happened here is because of something called the flow control, or what we call TCP slow start. Remember we talked about that? Go ahead and check that. TCP slow start, or I call it TCP foreplay, is just the ability for the TCP layer to kind of taste the network. It's like, oh, can you handle this window size? Can you handle this much data? Can you handle this much data? And the server will say, yup, or nope, that's too much for me. And they kind of foreplay and until they reach an agreeable window size and they start sending everything. And that's why the TCP slow start. And that just to do the flow control, because you kind of just send pretty much everything. The internet will just die if you do that. If everybody just sent every single thing maximum, then we cannot possibly scale. So that's the flow control. TCP, just the TCP operating system deals with this stuff. We know how to deal with this stuff. I built this stuff. Yeah, so Linux, Windows, all this stuff, at the OS level, they deal with this flow control. So it's okay, let's assign this much buffer, and then we'll increase it as the time goes. And as the time goes, this will increase because the server and the client will agree with that, right? That's when you're using HTTP 1.1, and we talked about that, right? HTTP 1.1 hijacks the whole TCP connection. There is no stream or multiplexing or any of that, right? When you have a TCP connection, you have HTTP 1.1 client, that's it. You can send one request at a time, asterisk on that, big asterisk, and then wait for the result to come back, right? You cannot send 7 requests on the same TCP connection. I mean, you can, but there's the problem with pipelining, which is ugly. So nobody actually does that. Maybe they do, but regardless, you have the whole TCP connection to work with. And I talked about TCP, guys. Check out the video if you want to learn more about it. So, and then based on that, you can send that request and you can put in the body what you want to upload. And slowly, the TCP will start sending the body as chunks, right? And those chunks will increase in size based on the slow start and the flow control until the server says, yup, I got everything. With HTTP 2, however, that does exist because it's still a TCP connection. But guess what? The request is sent on this virtual thing, channel, that we call stream. So you reserve a stream and then you send your stuff in that stream. So the TCP stack is still treating the stream as just a bunch of data and multiple streams as well. However, HTTP 2 level flow control, that was capped and that was not exceeding. There is no auto tuning. There was no, let me increase. It was capped at 128 kilobytes, unlike the HTTP 1. And this is clearly explained in this picture. So HTTP 1, we have one buffer, one thing to deal with, and the TCP stack take care of this. However, in HTTP 2, we take the initial window becomes the HTTP body pre-read size, but it can only go up to the maximum, which is whatever this thing is. Is it this value or this value? And for Cloudflare configuration, this was, I believe, 64, and this was 128. So they started playing with these numbers, and I'm going to reference this article below if you want to read more about it. But they started playing with these numbers. So, okay, this is the production. That's what we just saw, right? That's both where the initial size was 128, but HTTP 1.1 was relaying the flow control at the low level, TCP OS level, which increased that, okay, obviously to the maximum of that both the server and client can support. However, HTTP 2 was capped at 128 kilobyte. That's the maximum it can get because there was no knowledge. Nobody implemented this foreplay that we talked about at the stream level. it was capped at 128. That's it. It couldn't go more. So the pipe was begging you to go back more than 128, but you know, was stuck at 128. It's like, wah, that's it. So that's why we were suffering at the HTTP2. So people of Cloud Flare, let me credit the author here so we don't forget. Janu Choi, I'm sorry if I butchered your name, Janhu Choi actually started playing and increasing the maximum stream size for now. This is the first thing they did. They played with a static configuration. So they increased to 256. So the maximum thing you can get to is instead of 128, 256. So we got better performance. Still not good as HTTP 1.1 because HTTP 1.1 has all the flow it can get. It has a slow start, but remember, it was open. The TCP stack was there for 20, 30 years. People built this stuff already, the flow control, right? So it had the momentum to go beyond. However, when they changed it to 512, look at this beauty. Woo! We got all up and there, even more than HTTP 1.1. But when we increased to 1024, we didn't get any benefits. I bet if we increase that to 400 or 500 or even more, then you will get, you will see a big difference as you go there. So the Cloudflare team, here's what they did, and here's why I love this stuff. They said, how about, I don't want to do all that stuff. There's no good value to put here, to be honest, right? Because it depends on the bandwidth. So they built this. They built the auto-tuning based on the request buddy buffer. This is so cool. They took Nginx open source. They built this feature, and I believe they didn't mention that. They might push this feature to Nginx open source. I've seen some mentions on Twitter that say, hey, yeah, we're going to do that, but it depends on the Nginx community. But this should go into Nginx, and it should go into every. It should go into HAProxy. It should go into Envoy. It should go into Nginx. It should go to everybody. And I'm pretty sure they shared the source code, I believe. I'll find it and put it in the description below. But what this does, this basically does the flow control based on the bandwidth and the buddy buffer size. And they're going to increase that based on the demand of the stream. So they essentially increase the window size, increase the flow control, so they can pump more content when you upload certain data, right? So that's only for the upload, right? And yeah, they actually implemented this thing, and look at this. And yeah, this is now the auto-tuning. With auto-tuning, they got the best feature, right? I don't know why 256 won on this, but maybe with multiple tests, this auto-tuning is the way to go, man. This is what you want. Auto-tuning is the best, right? Because I would like to auto-tune my stuff. Especially, guys, you might say, why do I care about upload? How often do we upload? I talked about that a little bit. It is actually more than you expect. Especially that everybody now sitting at home, we're video conferencing all day. So we're uploading more content, right? For the longest time, all we do is go to google.com, hit enter. That's a tiny, tiny upload because it is an upload, all right, right? Because you're sending a GET request to google.com, providing the IP address and doing a TLS. Anything that goes from you to the server, that's an upload. But what is the size of that? It's negligible. It's nothing. But when you watch a movie, you're downloading. When you download content, when you download a page, you're downloading. So almost all the time, we download more than we upload. However, when you do video conferencing, when you play a video game, depends on the video game multiplayer play size, the algorithm used. If you're using the server authoritative approach, then you're going to get more state changes delivered. versus the lockstep approach, where you basically send input to every other. So that's a lighter version versus the server authoritative. So yeah, based on the, I guess, algorithm of the multiplayer, your upload speeds might actually be more. So yeah, I was so thrilled by this article. And it took me a little bit of while and some questions to actually understand this thing, guys. So HTTP2 is a new protocol, and we're still improving and improving and improving this protocol. Guys, it's a new thing, and comes back to things. When we do one thing and do it really, really well, that's what we should do. And I think Nginx should follow the same strategy. And basically, yeah, we're gonna always improve. And it took a pandemic to find this and notice and fix this. Otherwise, you would not notice, because who have a 200 upload speed? I mean, on my computer, on my machine, I have like, what, 50 upload, which is, I don't really need that much, but still, it's pretty good. All right, guys, that's it for me today. What do you think about this change? What do you think about HTTP upload speed and this will lower level change, right? Let me know in the comment below. I'm going to see you on the next one. Kudos for Cloudflare for sharing such great, amazing content. Love you guys. Keep up the good work. I'm going to see you on the next one. You guys stay awesome. Goodbye.